Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
Tell me again why you scarred.
What?
Why you? Why, tell me again why you hate Gonzaga.
Ah, they're better than us at basketball.
Is that no reason?
Yeah.
Okay, I thought it might have been like they beat you in the Sweet 16 or something.
Nah,
or
just straight regional pettiness is all. Sure. Yeah.
But the Zogs can put all of their Zog resources into basketball. They don't have a 8-figure football team they have to fund. And are the Zogs creating a football team now?
That was what I was wondering.
Pac-12 or are they just going to concentrate on Zog basketball?
I think you kind of have to, don't you? Like, you can't be a member of a conference like that and not have basketball and football.
What's it? Wichita State, aren't they in, like, the American Athletic Conference for basketball only? I might be misremembering that.
This isn't going to do what the Pac-12 needs it to do as far as getting back into Power 5, quote-unquote, and then playoff.
See, my whole thing was this was easy for the Pac-12. Keep Cal and Stanford when you had a chance, and then cherry pick the Mountain West. You know, Cal, Stanford, Washington State, Oregon State, those four, and then Boise, San Diego, UNLV. I'll throw Utah State in there for the TV market, and one or two others. And, yeah, throw the Zogs in there as member number 11 for basketball only. You're fine. You're fine with that. I mean, that's just as good as the ACC. Maybe not just as good, but, you know, not – too far below the ACC or the Big 12. I thought they had it on the plate for them. And once they let Cal and Stanford slip away, they basically became a zombie version of the WAC, and it's a shame.
They could have had game day this weekend because Cal has game day.
By the way, that game on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Why wouldn't it
following
be?
Following Atlanta. Why? That's exactly
why
right.
Wouldn't it be?
Following Atlanta United on Saturday.
In Miami.
Cal in Miami.
Wow.
Classic conference matchup.
Wow.
Two academic powerhouses with a proud football tradition.
Well, I'm ready for the classic noon Big Ten game Saturday up at Beaver Stadium. Penn State and UCLA.
Yeah.
When you talk about tradition, when you talk about a rivalry that's forged in just hard-hitting football.
Blood.
Yeah.
Blood,
oh, yeah.
Sweat, and tears.
That's right.
That is not Penn State-UCLA because they have very little tradition against each other. They actually used to play in the late 60s and early 70s, believe it or not.
Interesting.
Yeah.
If Washington wasn't terrible, they could have had game day because they have Michigan this
weekend.
Yeah,
a national championship rematch. And the game's on Peacock.
Seems fairly tasty, but when you lose to Rutgers.
Rutgers.
They're all right.
They're tough, man.
I watched.
Look at Rutgers' schedule,
okay.
They're
by
tough,
the way.
Man.
Like, they got a good running back, and that's about it.
I'm going to tell you something.
Yeah, pretty much.
Guys, I'm going to tell you something. There's going to be a problem down the road here with how they're going to sort out Rutgers and Indiana, because if you look at Rutgers and Indiana's schedule coming up, it is very possible that one or both of those teams could be 11-1. Because that's the way the Big Ten is set up right now. Not everyone's playing Oregon. Not everyone's playing Ohio. Rutgers does not play Penn State somehow, even though they're, you know, less than 200 miles apart. And we might run into this problem in the SEC as well. I mean, I haven't really looked at the composite schedule yet, but you could see some teams that aren't really like that good that could be standing there at the end with, you know, one or two losses because the schedule worked out in a certain way. So we'll have to see. It'll be very intriguing.
Yes, it will. With 12 teams, there's going to be a team or two that get in where people are like, huh?
Ew. Yeah.
And then they're going to get smoked, and
right.
That's going to be that.
Yeah.
All right, so let's talk. I know Hawks Media Day was yesterday, and we'll get to that in a minute. Awesome to talk to Trae Young yesterday. If you missed that, check out the interview on the website. Falcons 2-2. Not the quarter poll, but pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
How are you assessing the way that you've seen this football team play?
Starting to get a little impatient. You know, I felt like this would be a work in progress initially. Again, you've added a lot of new pieces, including a new quarterback and new coordinators, new coach. You felt like it would be maybe a teeny bit of a work in progress. At least I assessed the first four games on the schedule. I thought 2-2 would be reasonable based on the quality of opponents who are playing. I did not think they would beat Philadelphia. I thought maybe they would beat Pittsburgh. So you're still in the same spot. Is the way that they're winning games sustainable?
No.
Absolutely not.
No.
And that's what hopefully will start to evolve over the next couple weeks. But they're 2-2.
Yep.
And that's a lot better than being 1-3 or 0-4. You have not lost a divisional game yet. Got to keep this going now on Thursday, and they got to keep it going the following Sunday. But if you get to 3-0 in the division and you're still dealing with some of these growing pains, you can be maybe a little more tolerant of that. But I thought Mike Johnson did a really good job on the postgame show Sunday of breaking this down. The Falcons right now, their offense essentially is two running plays and then, you know, whatever they can get in the passing game. But their rush offense is basically two plays right now in the playbook that they can run. That's not sustainable. Kirk Cousins has the mobility of Ron Jaworski. I mean, this is just, it's not going to work. I heard a call on the morning show today, and it made me think for a second. Because the discussion that Bo and Mike and Tiffany were having was about, do you go to the wildcat in short yarded situations now? Because no one's honoring Cousins' ability to sneak it. Would teams maybe honor Michael Penix's ability to sneak it or run a bootleg or do something like that, get out of the pocket? And if so, would you think about maybe putting him in there? Thought that was that made me pause for a moment when I was sipping on my coffee on the way down. I thought,
yeah. I think to me, like maybe, I don't know, whatever.
They're not
going to.
They're not going to.
Probably not.
But I think it's an intriguing suggestion.
I think it's unfortunate that four games in, there's any suggestion that's intriguing about Michael Penix.
Yeah.
Like, I think that's more of a conversation about what Cousins has looked like than anything else.
Well, this is really kind of a bizarre feeling in general. Like, and it's no disrespect to anyone on the radio station yesterday, but I'm listening to 92.9 yesterday, and it sounds like the Falcons lost the game. You know, the way that we were all reacting and the way that, frankly, our listeners were calling in and reacting as well, it felt like if you did not know the final score of that game on Sunday, that the Falcons would have lost. That is really very interesting because it's really very interesting. Because, look, Falcons haven't been a winning football team for 7 years.
Right.
I just find it interesting. Maybe it's a good thing. Maybe we're all evolving here as a football culture in Atlanta where – we're not just tolerant of win and move on, but it does strike me that, you know, for a team that hasn't been in the playoffs in 7 years, there seems to be more of an expectation than just, hey, make the playoffs
because
do it ugly.
The way it was sold this whole offseason, you're getting in Kirk Cousins. Because nobody knew Kirk was not going to be where he needed to be by the time the season started. Nobody anticipated. A couple of us were like, it's a possibility that could happen, you know. And I never believe in the pregame hype when you go to see the practice. Oh, he had him lined up right there, and this guy was lined up over there.
Right.
And they did this and all that.
Right.
I don't fall for that because I know what I'm looking at. But I look at it, win's a win. Win's a win, and you move on. And, you know, your offense, and like Mike Johnson said, he's absolutely correct. I'm a big fan of Mike when he talks ball. They have two plays, stretch right, stretch left.
Yeah.
And that's what this offense is, but it has different variations off of it if the stretch right, stretch left are not being successful. What are those variations off of? They don't run them. They just don't run them.
Good point.
They just don't run them.
The weird, I'm with you just in terms of like the reaction to the season thus far. Because I would wonder if you listened to the station the Monday after the Chiefs game, if it didn't sound like they won.
Yep.
That's
like,
a good point.
I was blown away. Yep. Yeah. And I'm not criticizing or saying anybody's wrong or anything like that, but I was blown away by the positive reaction to a loss. Especially, and I know people were mad about the final play and some of the play calling and stuff like that, but there was so much like, well, yeah, but I can see, and you know what I mean? And then they beat the Saints, which they don't always do, and certainly not over the last handful of years, certainly not last year.
Well, I mean, look at, how many times do the, and you could include the Philadelphia game in this, how many times over the last decade have the Falcons, or at least since the Super Bowl season, have the Falcons won a game like that?
None. Very few. They always
lose that game.
They always lose that game.
Very, very few.
The last 5 years, the Falcons lose that game on Sunday 90% of the time.
So they've done a couple things out of character in a good way. The reaction to the Kansas City game, I think, was largely framed, Andy, by A, the quality of opponent you were playing, and B, the fact that you had an egregious missed call at the end of that game that affected the outcome. Mm-hmm. I would point out that there was an egregious call against the Falcons on the final drive that could have affected the outcome of Sunday. Falcons had a very tough whistle Sunday, I felt.
Yes,
I don't think that's been really talked about enough. You don't want to make excuses or anything like that. But anyhow, long story short, I'm impatient. It needs to get better, but I like being 2-2 and needs to get better as opposed to 0-4 and maybe out of the
No doubt. No doubt. Real quick, Mike, I know we had Trey Young yesterday.
Yeah.
Is there a different feel up there? Because
they want to prove the doubters wrong.
What doubters that what? Like,
well, I think doubters that the Hawks are playing or worse.
Okay.
I think they want to prove.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The Gel Flex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the Gel Flex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Prove that notion wrong. This is going to be a fascinating season because this is truly, truly Trae Young's basketball team now, okay? This is truly his team. This is his show. He is the superstar. He doesn't have to, share backcourt time with, an equally prolific scorer. He will facilitate, as I'm sure, as he always does. But now Trey's got to take a leadership role in his seventh year where he's got young developing players around him and their development will be crucial.
Right.
Zach Risacher's development will be crucial this year. If he turns out to be anything more than just a rotational player, the Hawks are really going to have something. Again, assuming Jalen Johnson continues on the path that he's on and Bogey remains solid and hopefully Okongwu grows a little bit more. But I just got the sense talking to some of the players up there yesterday not on tape, just conversations, that they feel they are doubted and they are eager to prove the doubters wrong. Not necessarily shock the world.
Right.
It's not like they said that. But, yeah, I just don't know. The Eastern Conference got a lot better this offseason.
Yeah.
I don't know if
the Hawks.
And
was good already.
Yeah. I don't know if the Hawks got just as better as the Knicks or some of the other teams in the East that they're going
to
be chasing.
They will definitely have an opportunity to prove doubters wrong because I think there'll be plenty of doubters.
Oh, yeah. I think there's a lot of doubters in the city of Atlanta.
Sure.
And that would be fair.
Yeah.
I think that's absolutely fair. So we'll see. But very positive vibe up there yesterday. Let's keep everyone healthy through this training camp. We'll have a game a week from tonight on 92.9 The Game. First preseason game of the year.
Crazy.
So it's coming.
That's
get ready.
Crazy.
Damn.
Hawks versus Pacers.
Yeah.
Wow.
Week from rivalry.
Halliburton.
That rivalry.
Lloyd Pierce on
Lloyd
the staff
Pierce.
Still, right? He still coaches there? I think so. I don't know. He did.
Yeah. He did. You're definitely right.
Definitely
about
did. All right, Mike, we appreciate it. We'll come back. We'll get to an NFL no huddle to kick off the noon hour. Thanks for being with us. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.